You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
Shalom, aloha, welcome to the Man Dog Pod, the improv and conversation podcast with me, Dan Lippert, my co-host, Ryan Rosenberg, and I'll just say hi, Ryan.
Hey,
I don't know
up,
how
Dan?
To do this. Okay, good. Now we're through that. All right, now this is the next part of the intro where we bring the guests on. Our wonderful guests today, Aaron Keefe. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And thank you for being here. And you've probably recognized your name from the thank yous at the end, but now you get to see the comedy behind the producer, Hannah Rehak. Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for having me. Front of screen, front of mic.
Front and center, absolutely.
Thank you for being here. This is Chicago's finest comedy-wise. Then Aaron moved to L.A., and now is L.A.'s finest. Would you both agree that that's true?
That yes. I was the best comedian in Chicago, and now and I'm the best comedian in L.A.? Yes.
Yeah. There was a vacuum.
What if you felt that way? It would be so funny if it was just that straightforward.
Oh, God, I wish I had that kind of confidence.
Yeah, me too.
What I would give.
I'll say it for sure. Yes.
About Aaron or about yourself?
About Aaron.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I don't care. I'll say that about you, Aaron.
Oh, hell yeah.
I feel that in a sense, but not in the sense where I'm confident enough to act on it. But generally,
you are the best comedian.
I guess I have a little bit of that feeling that I'm the absolute best.
Say it. Honestly,
I
do. Say it.
Isn't that generally where, like, you know, jealousy comes from? If someone is getting something that you think you deserve, it means you think you're better than them.
Right.
And I feel jealousy a lot.
Yeah.
Is that why I'm not a jealous person?
You're not jealous? You don't think you're better
than
anybody?
Deserve
it's because you have everything. You have everything, Aaron, okay?
Okay, good.
Okay. You have perfect life.
You moved to L.A. Yeah. Now I'm alone. Anyway, we're off track.
I'm going to bring big, I'm sad I'm still in Chicago energy to this conversation. I'm happy to do that. I'm
you
happy to
still
feel
see
that.
Beautiful
well, if it
theater.
Makes you feel any less jealous, I'm very jealous of you that you're in Chicago during the summer, the most beautiful place and time in the world.
I agree. That's nice.
What are the Chicago summertime activities?
Well, I actually feel like this is my first summer, and I know this sounds a little sad because I'm 29 and I've lived here most of my life, but like my first summer actually like really leaning into Chicago summer. I've been to the lake more this summer than I've been cumulatively over the last other 28 years.
Nice.
So I'm going to the beach. I'm going to the various beaches pretty much every day. That's a big
wow.
one.
What's your beach?
Yeah. My beach this summer has been Montrose Beach because they have a bar called The Dock at Montrose where you can get beers and you can get cheese curds, which is really fun. I went to school in Minneapolis, so I'm like really excited. There are some good cheese curds. And you can play volleyball pretty much every night of the week, which is a rediscovered passion of mine this summer. So you can do that. You can go to the beach, do volleyball. What else, Aaron? What else is there in Chicago? The Bean.
Yeah, you go to the Bean once or twice a week just
to
check her out.
Well, it's hot in the summer. It's hot.
Yeah, the Bean in the summer
you can warm yourself by the Bean. movies in the park I like, and then concerts.
Ooh,
I
have never been, but I have in my gut a real aversion to movies in the park.
Hmm. Because people talk?
Because you feel like you should be in the movies.
Yeah, I'm better than whoever's in
the
movies.
Who are these actors they got for this? What is that, Brad Pitt? Ugh.
Sad shit, more like. And everybody applauds and says, this is the funniest
thing in
Chicago.
This is embarrassing.
I really don't like going to events that are inherently uncomfortable.
Communal.
Sitting in communal. I don't like being around people. I don't like sitting in grass. I don't like temperature, like regulation issues. I don't like eating
the weather.
I don't like the weather.
When the air isn't regulated.
I don't like the supposedly cute thing of eating like cheese in grass, which just means I'm eating grassy cheese and like cutting it.
What a specific dislike.
You're poking holes in like my favorite
thing. I cannot eat cheese in grass. It is a pet peeve of mine.
I couldn't be less interested in like a cheese and cracker in the grass, like trying my best with the knife, cutting too thick of a cheese.
What if you have a nice chair?
If you can find me one. Someone suggested me a chair.
There are no nice chairs. You kidding me?
We did get one on Instagram the other day because this isn't the first chair complaint we've had on the pod. Let me see. I think it was called like a tornado or something like that. But anyway.
I love when we talk about not being able to find a chair or something like that. People will send us the best recommendations. Listeners are so good with like sourcing information.
And do you know what that means? Is my issue is that I like to complain because I have never followed through on a single suggestion.
I do not want
solutions. Right. I want problems.
Right.
Venting, though.
Yeah. Wow.
Everybody, no more suggestions for Dan. He's just getting stuff off his chest.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do that. If I can't fix it, I don't want to hear it.
Right.
And I guess I'm going on record saying
you sound like an abusive boyfriend I had once.
It's tough. I don't think that shows me in the best light. You can complain, Dan, but I'll be trying to fix it in my head the whole time.
I feel free. It's one of the most freeing things in my life is realizing that nobody ever wants to hear my advice. And so I just let people have issues and I listen kindly and ask what they need.
That's nice.
And it is so freeing because I used to spend so much mental space being like, how do I solve your problem for you?
Right.
It's exhausting.
I think I got everything I needed today, guys. Thanks.
You did?
Hey, thanks.
Great.
And I think that your sitting in the grass eating cheese policy would change if you were locked inside of a box in Chicago in the sky in the freezing cold for so many months.
Sure.
That's how you learn to feel the sweeter things. Because in LA, you can go sit in the grass and eat cheese any day you want. But in Chicago, you get like 3 glorious months.
I fully hear you. I used to, after college, there was like a competitive short form improv festival, and then it became short and long form, that I announced. I was one of the like sideline announcers.
That, I know, I just thought about like all the STDs that were passed around that festival.
I was like the play-by-play announcer, you know. It was me and this guy, Keith Habersberger, who became one of the Try Guys. But it was always in March, and you really would notice, like, that Chicago felt like it, like in Roger Rabbit when everything opens up and they finally go into like bright Toontown and everybody's like happy and singing and like coming out of the darkness again. You really feel that energy, and then you get daylight savings where you get the extra hour in March, isn't that right? Or do you lose an hour? But either way, people drink until like 6 a.m.
That, yes. I'm not sure about the other stuff, but for sure that. For sure that.
Ugh. All right, guys. I'm excited for this. Thank you guys for coming along. I think this is going to be really fun. Jurassic Park in the park. This is going to be really, really exciting. I got a bunch of snacks. I got some cheese. I got some wine. Red Solo cups, of course. We don't want to get caught. But thank you guys for coming.
Hey, I just want to warn you guys before he gets here. My boyfriend is just in a mood. He's just going to be a curmudgeon about all this. So you guys are so lovely to invite us out. I'm so happy to be here. Sorry to give a warning. But
sorry, I'm late, guys. This is
Justin.
Awesome. Did you know they don't give you a parking lot? It's just street parking in the nastiest part of town.
Yeah. We got here early, so parking wasn't really an issue. But it's good to see you, dude. How are you?
You too. Good.
Wow, he is in a mood.
Yeah.
Hey, babe. Hey.
Hey, how was work?
It was okay. It was okay. We keep having HR meetings, or I do. But once that stuff's done, I'll be a lot happier there, I think.
What's going on? Is it some like workplace drama?
Yeah, legally I shouldn't talk about it.
Come on. We're your friends.
Well, okay.
Talk about it.
I guess that due to the current climate, like your mug cannot be as personal as my mugs are.
Sexual. Graphic.
Graphic.
Yeah. your mugs are.
What is it? Yeah. Is it like a photorealistic picture on it or something? Or
It's the front says, "Don't fuck me till I've had my coffee."
What's the back say?
It's an image of a guy soft.
Oh my God.
And then he drinks his coffee and the bottom image is the guy.
Oh,
hard.
You're drinking to the boner at the bottom.
And Jeff's just sensitive about it because he got it made and it was expensive and he loves the mug and they keep trying to take it away.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's funny. In my office, I bet they'd laugh at that. You probably just work somewhere uptight, you know?
Yeah, maybe get a new job. I'm not trying to be a fixer here, but like, you don't need to be working there.
Yeah.
You
know?
That's true.
If you don't like it, you don't need to be working there.
Any sort of pushback, you know, just sort of bail.
Thank you. We're really trying to pack all the conversation in, right? Because we're not going to be able to talk for 2 hours, even though we're all seeing each other for the first time in a month.
Well, I mean, we could chat a little bit, like talk about the movie.
Actually, I just like feel it that we're trying to pack all the conversation because we all know we're about to all be near each other, but not able to talk to each other at all.
And actually, Kelsey, I haven't seen Jurassic Park, so I actually really don't want to be, I don't want to be talking. So
the audio will be great for you for this, then you'll definitely be able to follow.
I'm hoping to catch everything.
Well, I know we're all busy, so let's try to have somewhat of a good time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I did spend $100 on overly expensive snacks, so I'd love it if we could at least try to smile once. I need this. You know what I mean? I need this. My job has been hard, not that anybody wanted to ask. And
How's your job been?
I don't want to talk about it. Let's just have some of this goat cheese. Now, this has honey and cranberries. It's so good. Oh. I'm addicted to this stuff.
Ooh, congrats on your engagement, by the way, right?
Oh, thank you.
I would love to hear about the proposal.
Oh. Okay. Are you sure? It's kind of a long story.
It's fine. Yeah, I think they do have two of the child actors coming up to talk on mic for way too long in a way that makes you incredibly sad about their lives after the movie, which is awesome. I really wanted to check in with them, but please, we have a little time before that. Well, how cool is that? They couldn't get any of the stars, but they do want us to listen to somebody talk for a while before the movie.
Jeff, honey, they're trying to tell us about their proposal.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It was really sweet, just kind of small. You know what I mean? Our first date was kind of corny. It was outside at the mall. So we started there.
Mm-hmm. And then we made our way up to the second floor to the food court because that's where we had our second date.
Mm-hmm.
And... and back down.
Same
mall. Mall dates, back to back. Huh.
Three. Our first three, actually.
Yeah, oh,
first
wow. Three.
And if I'm being honest, the first time we...
sex.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Zoomies?
Lincolnwood Mall is really kind of important to us.
What'd you say?
In the movies?
Oh, no. I said Zoomies. I don't know why that was the first place.
Oh, no. We didn't have sex at Zoomies. It was at the merry-go-round, sort of behind the merry-go-round.
Oh, where the kids hang out.
not at that time. Not at that time.
Huge risk. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You two are the sweetest.
Thank you.
We look up to you a lot as a couple, right, Jeff? You were just saying how much we look up to them.
Absolutely. You know those couples that's like, that everything, I know everything's not what it seems, but everything just seems so perfect. We kind of like envy your relationship in a sense.
Oh, that's sweet.
But we work super hard at it.
Yeah, totally.
We do too. It just feels like slightly... different. It's okay.
Yeah, it's we're seeing this couple's therapist who is crazy.
I know that feeling, man. I know that feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just another thing we're not totally seeing eye to eye on. I think she's super logical. You think she's insane?
Super logical. That's a good trait. That is a good trait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she giving you guys homework? We've done that. Oh my gosh, I've given Michael homework.
The homework is the worst part, to be honest.
Yeah. We've got a little bit of homework.
Like, this is kind of part of it. I didn't want to come to this at all. But I'm here, and I'm doing my best, and this is kind of my homework, which is great. Yeah.
Well, and he says he's trying his best, and I think that that's insane, that this is his best. And that's sort of where we're not seeing eye to eye.
Right. No, I know that feeling. It can be so hard to empathize with the other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I do see it. I do see what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think we all see it. I think we all feel it. It's palpable, but...
Yeah, what next time, what could we do to make you guys happy? I know that I'm sort of the planner, and so we end up sort of doing things that are on my radar. Is there something else that you guys would like to do as a double date, or...
Yeah, Jeff, what makes you happy? What's something that you don't hate?
That's a great question.
Because I'd actually love to hear the answer to this.
I mean, you didn't enjoy watching me play Fortnite, which was like me opening my window and you just get to see how I am with my boys.
Mostly you just screaming at 13-year-olds.
You don't know how old they are, actually.
Well, they sound real young. And they keep yelling for their moms to bring them snacks and such. So,
right.
I'm so just feeling
it. You do hate how she watches you play Fortnite. Again, the question was, what don't you hate?
Well, I like playing Fortnite, and I would love to let her in on that the same way that, like, I go and hang out with her family, which, you know, that's a part of her life that she wants me to be involved in.
That's my hobby. Hanging out with my family is like my fun hobby, the way that I blow off steam. Or is that just sort of an obligation that you're joining me in because you've been my boyfriend for 8 years?
Wow, really pulling on his face there. Not happy to be here with his partner and two best friends.
Sorry, I think my face might just be dry because we're outside.
It is a little windy here. I don't know why they put it in the dusty part of the park. I do agree with you. They could have chosen a grassier part of the park.
I thought for these, can you like rent one a chair or something like that to sit in? Or is this, am I hunched on the ground?
We said we wouldn't. You have to do it right when you get your tickets. Mm-hmm. And we opted out.
Okay.
Sorry.
Awesome.
They said it's better for your back, right? That's what you guys were saying. It's better for your back to sit just right on the ground.
Mm-hmm. And grounding, you know, they say it's important to touch the grass. So we didn't even bring a blanket.
We've been really into grounding since the proposal.
Mm-hmm. That's so lovely. I'm so happy for you too.
And so what does that mean again? Just touching the ground?
Oh, no.
Because you kind of do that all the time, right? No.
No.
Oh, sorry. Did I make a faux pas? You're laughing at me.
Well, because no, it's not that. It's 80% that, and then it's 20% co-breathing.
Yeah. It's 80% that. So you're not way off, but
co-breathing?
Yeah.
You sit really close to each other, and one person does the breathing, and the other person just lets it happen.
Jeff, listen, Jeff, I think you could learn a thing or two here from our friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll sit across and you know, she'll just sort of go loose and then I'll breathe in and out for both of us. And it's a really grounding, really lovely experience.
You go full limp. One person gets fully limp and the other person.
And one person's getting mostly CO2. The other person's getting most of the air. But
it's such a high. Mm-hmm. I mean, you two should try it. It's a wild high.
Yeah, will you try that new thing with me, Jeff? Will you try something new?
It sounds stupid, but yeah, I'd try anything once. You know that. You even heard the thing about the CO2, right? It's just...
Yeah, it sounds like a really fun, cool way to get high with the person that you love.
Okay, let's try it. I feel like you wouldn't let me blow weed into your mouth, which is how I ever get high with the person I love for real. And I think is super sexy.
I've noticed that when you say I love you, you always add for real to the end of it. Is there something there? Sorry to play therapist.
Is that something you noticed, honey? I don't know.
Yeah, well, sometimes, especially if he's like playing Fortnite and he wants to impress the little boys that he plays with, he'll say I love you to me and then yell psych and then they'll laugh and laugh. So he just is sort of to delineate the difference between a moment where he's trying to be real and a moment where he's trying to impress other people. Right, honey?
You're correct. I feel like I'm being otherized in this group. Can I just say that? I feel like I'm really being otherized and attacked, which is something I learned in HR today. Is
you know what? The trailers are starting, so
Oh, great. Oh, awesome. Old trailers.
Shut up. We'll talk to you guys in 2 hours.
Okay, talk to you guys later. Give me back the chips. Goodbye.
See you.
Oh, man.
Half of that was really easy to play.
Yeah. A real version of yourself.
There's things where it's like, once I start shitting on something, it's just how I feel, but I also like never like poo-pooing something else someone likes where I'm like, hey, I'm happy you love it. I'd rather like things. It's so much nicer to be happy about things, but they're just... certain things that I'm like, man, that sounds worse than staying home and doing nothing.
Totally. Absolutely.
I think that's good. That means that you don't project. You don't need other people to dislike it. I don't know. There's a certain confidence in what you do and do not like. I feel like people who are ruder about what other people like, it's because there's like, they feel like they're supposed to be convinced by another person. Like they're open to being convinced. But if you're just not open to being convinced that you like something, then you don't have to be judgmental about it, which is great.
It's true.
So actually...
good job. It's your own healthy boundary.
Wow. Very healthy. Aaron, have you been to any of the Hollywood Forever screenings here or anything like that?
No, I have said no twice to an invitation to go. Sounded kind of spooky to me. Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Oh, sorry. It's like watching a movie in a cemetery, right?
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I always felt weird about that. I've never done it, but I don't really want to sit in a cemetery.
No, I agree. I feel like it's a little scary and disrespectful. I'm like, I'm not trying to. I don't want a bunch of people watching Ghostbusters on my grave.
Yeah, if there's any busting happening, it's going to be my ghost in there.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. It's like, I don't know why. It's one of the only things I feel like precious like that about. And I don't have some big, feels like Christian reverence or something like that. But I don't know why it is so weird to me. It's like strange. It's like, there's a bunch of dead people here. What are we doing?
We used to play a lot of flashlight tag in cemeteries in Massachusetts, and I feel some guilt about that. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, I feel like I'm trying to make up for it in the second half of my life.
But you can't. That's
you're right, Hannah. I can't. I did what I did.
That's the funny thing about mistakes.
You have to carry them with you.
You have to carry them close.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I feel like I went on like an East Coast trip in middle school where they take you to like New York, Boston, Philadelphia, whatever, and you learn all about the American Revolution or whatever it was. But we went to so many cemeteries. Like cemeteries are just huge on the East Coast or something. Like in Boston, we went to like 6 different cemeteries.
Yeah, they're pretty obsessed.
What's that about?
I don't know. And every like tour you do. Yeah, I think that they're old and there's lots of like important people.
Governmental money being put into it.
Exactly. Right. And you're like, well, that's great. John Adams, John Quincy Adams are here. There's... Mm-hmm. And that's what makes them important. But yeah, they're all over. And also Boston is very small, so it seems like a lot.
Right.
It makes the amount of Dunkin' Donuts and cemeteries seem even more unreasonable because of how small the city is.
Sometimes I think, how is everything not cemetery? You know what I mean?
I think everything is. I think everything is.
Yeah. Sorry,
I'm just going to only say the sad things. I'm just going to.
Everybody's dead. If you think about it, there's more dead people.
People can't be fixed.
Well, I think people are spreading their ashes some places.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you all have
any place where you would want your ashes to be? Not to say something super dark.
No, say it.
Yeah. Anywhere you'd want your ashes to be, or if there was like a bench with your name on it after you die?
Oh, that's nice.
Oh. I do think if I had a headstone, I would want it to be like functional. I can't think of a function beyond a bench. I don't know why. I should just say it's a bench, but I'm like a hammock. Yeah. Cement hammock. Yeah.
The other half of a ping pong table that someone can practice against.
She played herself. I don't know. But I like the idea of like there being like a place for people to go. Mm-hmm. Even though also the idea of like taking up space in perpetuity doesn't feel right to me.
Right.
Right.
I can barely do it while I'm alive.
She finally took up space and it's like a 14-by-14-foot casket.
There's a thing you can do where they put your body in like a little pod and then they plant a tree on top of it. So you like, the tree like eats you or whatever. And I think.
Jesus.
I know, right? Isn't that crazy? It's
straight from their promo kit.
And then the tree eats you.
That's like a horror movie.
Oh, that's really funny.
There's something funny about the spreading ashes thing, because I feel like you hear all these stories about like there's, you know, certain places where it happens a lot. Where they're like, please do not spread ashes here. Like, please, right. This is not good. People still just are like, yeah, but it's my fucking dad, so I don't care about your rules for this one.
I know that they catch a lot of people trying to sneak ashes into Disneyland and World, like every day.
Mm-hmm. And that actually is the saddest thing that's been said.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So
put me right behind the corn dog stand.
Wait, do you like Disney stuff, Aaron? Are you actually one of the... Are you
one of those?
Are you actually one of those people?
Hey, Hannah, mind your business.
stupid.
I get scared that one day it'll tip. Like, I think I'm one bad thing happening to me away from becoming a Disney adult. One traumatic event. I like theme parks and I like roller coasters. So I do have fun at Disneyland when I have gone.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't call myself a Disney.
But I only use my annual pass 3 times a month. It's a rule.
Yeah.
I didn't set the rule. They set the rule.
You all? Are you going to Disney a lot?
No, I really want to go with my nieces. They're like getting to the age where they're like ready to be fun at Disneyland. But younger one is almost 3, I think. And so she can actually like walk around and talk and be fun. And then the older one is 6. So it's like perfect time to go with them. I think they've been, but I haven't been with them. I feel like that's the next time I want to go.
That's nice.
The first time I ever went, it was funny. It was like the first week of August. And then my girlfriend at the time's birthday was like the middle of August. And so like I was going to take her for her birthday. But then 2 weeks earlier, I was coaching Ryan's improv team, the Dragons, and our friend Dickie, who's on the team, worked at ABC. And it's like once a year, I can take 9 people to Disneyland. So we all went, and I like fell in love with free Disneyland, where yes. It was like, oh, you, and also with people who knew how to like where to go so that you don't wait the least in every ride. And that was kind of nice. And I liked the whimsy and stuff of like Cars. The Cars area like feels like Arizona, and I kind of enjoyed that. And then I went with my girlfriend at the time and like paid for both tickets because it was her birthday. I was like, wow, $500 Disneyland, I do not love as much.
Right. Cheese and grass not sounding so bad after that. Wait a minute.
But so I can, I like seeing people happy. Like that's...
We get it. You're a nice guy.
I'm a good guy. Yeah, well, that's the thing I took for granted because I thought I would be really judgmental of everyone there.
Yeah.
And then you see how much kids love it and you're like, okay, great. I'll wait a little while to tell them like how this place came to be and how 1 in 10 of the people you see working here cannot afford a home right now and literally are unhoused.
You wait a little while, but that's like 3.5 hours.
You're
like, by the end of the day, they'll know.
Hey, kid, take that smile off your face.
Well, okay, since we are working on the living will for the family, first of all, I want to say that it's a beautiful thing that the parents can do this with their child here. I mean, not child, but you're in your 20s, it looks like. I'm getting ahead of myself. We're going to talk about burial or choice of what to do when you've passed.
Thank you for saying that. It is somewhat of a difficult thing to address, but we're trying to be as, you know, responsible and confident about it as we can.
Between you and me, I had no idea what was going to happen when my wealthy father passed, and so I didn't know if I should be asking about the money or what to do with his body or excited about it. And so I'm just happy that you're going to know what's happening with the money and the bodies so that you can know what to root for. And excuse my language.
No, I'm like really, whatever. I'm like happy to be here. It's fine to be here. I just like, I'm really hoping that we can get this done in like maybe an hour and a half, like 2 hours. Cause like I do have prom tonight and like they know that, like my parents know that. And I just think you should be like on the same page. Like there are like a lot of appointments after this. So like as speedily as we can do this.
Sure.
This is about our death. This is about our resting place.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
I guess I'm just wondering why you care more about prom than your own mom and dad.
Please don't cry. Right. We just got here.
We want it's this. We so want this to worse. Be a special night for you, but this is our eternal resting place. So let's both have a good day today.
Okay, fine.
And
I had a bad attitude about this from the jump. She printed out all those articles that accuse you of killing your wealthy father. She was just trying to sabotage this from the beginning.
Okay. Well,
for what it's worth, it was not about you. It was about prom.
Sure. Well, I tell you, this is going to be an interesting relationship right from the jump. I will be DJing your prom as well. I do that. I don't want to get off on the wrong foot because obviously.
Well, that's what we get from coming to the cheapest place, you know?
Yeah.
Multiple jobs from the, are you the embalmer as well? Or what are you?
Yeah, it's full service here. So I'll be doing whatever. And,
wait, so you're going to embalm my parents if they die? If we agree to this plan, depending on.
On what they choose. Embalming is one option, you know?
Oh.
But you obviously wouldn't be embalmed if you do the option where you want to be eaten by the trees and the mycelium and fungus underground.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Do you guys even
care? One big wish. I have one big wish about what happens to my remains. I want to be cremated, and I want you to put me in a jar, and then I want you to get on Space Mountain at Disneyland, not World. And I want you to ride. The ride's going to do what it's going to do. It's going to go upside down, and then the ride will end. The jar will be empty, and then you'll say goodbye to me. And then you can go to all the proms you want.
Wow.
Well, there's just the one. There's just the one, because I didn't get asked to junior prom, so kind of a rude thing to bring up right now.
Honey, we tried so hard to get someone to ask you.
I tried to pay someone. They wouldn't take the money.
I remember the local radio ads also.
This is the one. So I think that's it. And that's fine. I'll do the Space Mountain thing. I'm pretty sure you get in trouble for doing that. So it's you want me to have one of the hardest moments of my life and then go to, get in trouble for it. I feel like
harder than me dying? Harder than me dying?
Saying goodbye to you? Saying goodbye to your ashes?
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be
your mother
be
carried
hard,
you
Mom.
In her stomach for 9 months. You know that, right? And then her body was ruined. Ruined.
God.
I know the story. They tell us every time.
I'm sorry. I think we're just a little stressed out.
It's a stressful place to be, and I get it. I absolutely get it. I'm just, for this plan, I just want to make sure we hit all the contingencies. Now, there is a chance that Space Mountain could become something like Deadpool Mountain or, they've been changing
good
a lot
thinking.
Of stuff at Disney. Would you still want it there if it was, let's say, Deadpool Mountain?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So we'll need a contingency there. What properties by Disney would you be accepted? It would be acceptable to you? Or where would you like to move if they're unacceptable? Does that make sense as a question?
I would like to be in either Small World, Disneyland, and then Haunted Mansion Disney World.
Okay, Small World, Disneyland, Haunted Mansion. So, all right, great. And so that means you'd have to fly to Florida for the Haunted Mansion one. Does that work for you?
I guess. I mean, you guys, I want to do anything I can possibly do for you, but it just feels really premature. You're both in good health. You're 52. Respect
my
each.
Body is ruined. It looks ruined. It feels ruined.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We know the story.
I am really trying my best here to be appropriate.
Listen.
I don't even want to comment. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. If I agree to everything, will you play any song I request tonight?
Unfortunately, a prom DJ's playlist is pretty sacrosanct. I could maybe.
Is it really?
Yeah. I can't because you give. Maybe your request is on my list. What sort of song would you like to hear?
Well, I've got a couple. Firework.
Of course. Firework by Katy Perry.
Listens to it every day in her bedroom.
Firework by Katy Perry, like any 17-year-old in 2022. And then, probably Both Sides Now at the end of the night, maybe.
I don't know that song.
Rose and rose and angel hair. Mom, sing the rest of it. And ice cream castles in the air.
Ruined from giving birth to you. And you know this.
Okay. For the sake of this, yes, you can sing that song at prom. I'll give you the microphone.
No, oh my God.
All right, honey.
Wow.
Hey, you just got your first gig. Is that a gig? Is that a gig?
I think it might be a gig, Dad.
Well, now, we need to go. If you're going to sing, then Mom and Dad are going to need to be there.
This is a good time to bring up how I'd like to be buried. I, unfortunately, for everyone in this room, would like to be statued. I'd like to be dipped and stood up somewhere that everybody can see me. And if possible, I'd like to be a few inches taller.
I'd love that. Okay, I love that. Financially, that is going to cost a little more, obviously, the statue, the dip, and then the paying for the location. Would you like it at a cemetery, or would you like to be at, the Burbank 16, like how they have Batman there right now?
I'd really love to be in sort of a town center, maybe Staples Center, if they'll put me next to Magic or something.
Oh, okay, so Magic Johnson and Ted.
Yeah, you could just go first name. First name would work. I think seeing that my body is actually in there, people would get it.
Okay, great.
Chris, how are we going to pay for this? You said we can only go semester by semester for college.
Same way we paid for prom. My freaking credit card.
Oh,
You got the flowers. You got the date. Okay. You got the limo. You got the dress, which they're renting dresses.
You didn't pay Paul, though. You didn't pay my date this year. Paul just asked me.
Yeah, of course.
We're just in a lot of debt from last year.
Yes.
You paid someone last year and they no-showed?
Yeah, well, they said no.
So you paid just to get to have the conversation.
We got conned.
Yeah, not the first time. Honey, close your ears. Not the first time we've been conned by trying to set up a date for our daughter. Yeah.
Not the first, not the last.
You guys haven't paid this guy already just to have this conversation, right? Because we could go with a different... There are so many different funeral...
What the fuck?
...setter-uppers. Oh, we can't hear
What you. Have I done wrong? I have... had a very good contingency plan for, by the way, I didn't even tell your mom Space Mountain already is a different thing. You know, I'm getting your father in at Staples Center, now known as Crypto.com Arena.
Yeah, but I read all those articles about you, and I did research on our prom DJ, and there were even more articles. Okay. Be honest.
I think the journalists in this town have too much time on their hands, and there's too much focus on one man.
Honey, don't be judgmental, okay?
Wait, what were some of the DJ articles?
We shouldn't even get into it.
Well, apparently he's been crashing weddings for the last 6-7 years.
Oh my God, ever since Wedding Crashers came out.
Well, ever since I saw Wedding Crashers.
7 years ago. 7 years after Wedding Crashers came out, he watched
it. You know that Starsky and Starsky.
Oh God, he's drunk.
Yeah, he's drunk.
God.
You guys, please don't tell me you gave him money.
We did. Of course we did.
Yes, we put down a deposit on dipping me as well.
So, and then dip style, do we want to, just thinking of Disneyland again, you know, Toontown, shall I be dipping like Christopher Lloyd in Roger Rabbit, or would you like the dip? Would you like to dip to have a show made of it, essentially? And if so, what kind of show?
You know, I'd love to just look like a chocolate-dipped cone. So if you could make it look like I'm dipped in chocolate, that would be a lot of fun.
Okay, so for an extra $300, I can also do it Dairy Queen style, where I hold you upside down and show that none of you is coming out?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That'll be the ceremony. And can you announce that we're doing it Dairy Queen style as you're doing it? I want everyone to get what's going on.
Oh, I'll take note of that. Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of Dairy Queen style, who's catering prom tonight?
Great question.
No.
Well, let's just say the caterer and the DJ will be working double duty. So yeah, it's me. It's my barbecue company. What it is I have a lot of beans. That I've just got to heat
up. Don't tell me you're a barbecue company that doesn't do meat. You just do barbecue beans?
We're this new awesome meatless barbecue company. It's beans, it's coleslaw.
Oh,
funny.
But you don't see any articles about that. Now, financially...
Nope, I pulled one up.
Nope.
I had that on the brain because last night I was on FaceTime with my brother and he was just getting home and he had like a bag and he was like, yeah, so our neighbors were doing this fundraiser where you buy some barbecue and like the money goes to something they're raising money for. And then he opens the bag and it was a can of beans and like a Safeway bag of lettuce.
No. Oh, no.
And then like a tin foiled up meat, but it was like, oh, we thought it was restaurant barbecue, not just this.
It was like a kit, like a make your own barbecue kit?
Essentially, yeah.
Can of beans and lettuce. Deconstructed barbecue. Yeah.
No directions, no recipe. Beans and lettuce.
Like a bad startup. Disgusting. Horrible.
Hannah, could you maybe turn up just a little more? I think the Zoom is doing a thing where sometimes it doesn't pick up your audio.
How about now?
That's wonderful.
I yell every time I check.
Wonderful.
How about now?
That's great. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Yeah, of course. My pleasure. My absolute pleasure.
Oh.
Anna, you're perfect.
Thanks.
She's always been perfect. She'll always be perfect. She's perfect.
Oh wow.
I need to hear it every 36 minutes. Aaron knows.
Do you all remember how you met? The first time you met?
Oh my gosh. I knew who Aaron was before I moved to Chicago. actually. How about that, Aaron? Bet you didn't know that. Bet you could guess, though.
Kind of crazy.
But you could guess what story I heard. No.
Yeah, what was it?
No, I didn't hear a story.
Who
I just
did
threw.
You know me through?
Through my dear friend from college, Nina Schlesinger. She was a year ahead of me in school, moved to Chicago 2 years before I did. And so when I was deciding if I wanted to move back to Chicago, she was giving me the lay of the improv land and was like, you got to know this person. You got to know this person. Aaron Keefe. Rude that I gave two examples and then you.
Yeah, two people I never
story
heard of.
Story-wise.
Who are those two people? And are they the funniest person in LA now?
TJ Miller and Thomas Middleditch.
Yeah. I remember very clearly the first time I fell for you, where I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
Which was in the... That's and nice. We had met a few times before this, but you and Nina were doing small prov, which is like 2 to 3 person teams. And I was backstage. I have no idea who I was performing with.
Some nobody.
some loser nobody, probably. You were making me laugh so hard that I, tears were streaming down my face. And I was like, I've been here 5 minutes. How is it that I'm laughing so hard? And went out on stage, had a terrible show, but then still was like, worth it.
You're not jealous enough to have it rev you up. You were just like, I should quit the form.
Yeah, exactly.
Because of what you're seeing.
Move to LA the next day, right?
Chicago doesn't need me anymore. That's so nice, Aaron. Thanks.
And then I saw you in a ton of Herald shows.
Right, which probably you didn't laugh quite as hard.
No, I didn't. You were in a good Herald team.
Thanks. Yeah, we were crocodile nasties. You're pretty committed, is what I'll say.
Good
I'm not
name.
Sure if we were good. Yeah, pretty good name. I didn't know it was a reference until years in. But that's what happens when you hang out with improv boys.
What's the reference?
Jethro Tull, which I also didn't know how to spell for the unfollowing few years. But Aaron, I remember you watching you at CIC practice your showcase for some year early on, and you did whatever that song is. That's the impossible song to do. You know what I'm talking about?
The Beyonce song?
The Beyonce.
Love on Top.
That for Her. I did.
Oh, it's for Her. That was for Her.
That was the opening of The Music Man.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was I was the kind of thing where I was like, wow, she's decided to do improv when she could do anything else. It was like, this girl could be on Broadway. It was so impressive. Yeah, it was wildly impressive.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sing a couple bars, would you?
Give us a couple bars.
Oh, God. I wonder if I still remember any of that. Oh, God, no. I don't know it.
The sun will come out.
No, it's the song from The Music Man where it's a bunch of men on the train singing very quickly at the beginning, talking about it. He's a music man. He's a what? He's a what? He's a music man. And he sells clarinets to the kids in the town with a big drum. I made an audience sit through 4 minutes of that because I'm a nightmare.
At an improv theater where everybody was like, whoa.
Is she improvising that? That's crazy.
Yeah. Mind is
it was
weird.
Amazing. It was amazing.
What were the name of your Herald teams at UCB? I love a good Herald team name.
Mm-hmm.
The ones we were on or just in general?
Ones you were on.
Not that interesting. Winslow was mine.
I was on one called Belmonte, which apparently was an old bullfighter. And then I was on one called The Dragons, which I liked.
That's pretty epic.
Yeah.
What
about you guys?
Yeah, go ahead.
Crocodile Nasties. And then I was on a team called Comet because we got formed around Christmas. And we said, what's the most forgettable reindeer? And then we were a team for 5 years.
the best Herald. I mean, I think you guys won best Herald team, right?
I don't think we did.
What?
But yeah, I know. We never won. That's because we never did a Herald. Not once did we actually do a Herald.
And the commission was pissed.
Yeah, they were crazy about us.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Because I don't have a lot of memories of meeting people. But I like that. I remember the first time I saw you, because I have that with a lot of people. The first time, my first memory of liking you is almost more important than the meeting people to me, because it's fun to hear what sticks with people.
Yeah, the first time someone does a joke that really made you crack up or something new, or you know what I mean? I definitely have that with people who I still don't even know closely, but I have a very personal moment of being oh, I fell in love with you a little bit there.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
That's such a, to be a real nerd about improv, but this is the place. I do think that that's one of the special things about this particular community where it's mm-hmm. the way acquaintances. It's like acquaintances you'll have for your whole life if you're on a volleyball team, if you're on, if your coworker drinks, whatever. But like with improv, it's like acquaintances, to your point, Ryan, who you've like fallen in love with before. Yeah. So it's like, it's the same, except like, oh, but I've also had whatever, a 4-minute scene where I was like, where you're like the most important person in the world. And that's kind of cool. That's just like,
totally.
There's way more warmth and affection for acquaintances.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In comedy circles.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably
really happy for acquaintances.
Like, what other industries can you think of where people hug as much as we probably do?
Oh God,
I've touched so many backs.
Yeah,
I remember the feeling.
There's
so
no
well.
Back in Chicago. I didn't touch,
in my time.
Like, you never see baseball or basketball players hugging, but they hit each other on the butt all the time. But they'll never just hug each other, will they?
The whole point is that they want to. They do that whole song and dance, and they really just want to be hugging.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%. But if you try to do it, if you try to do that with someone who is not whatever, it's a very like, what?
Like, wait, which part? The hugging or the ass slapping?
Yeah, I'll slap everybody on the ass and they do not like it. No, the hugging. Like, for men who are not in this thing, like, there are certain masculine men who just think a hug is so weird. And I'm like, whoa, like, what is your whole life like? You never hug anybody? Or just other men, I guess.
Yeah. Go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
No, please.
No, you.
Well, I have a sad hugging fact that I learned in college that kind of like, I think I kind of used it as a calling card, which is a really loose way to use calling card.
I
used
Hannah.
It to try to sleep with hugging people card. Is what I meant.
Oh.
Where, not so loose and like not the right definition. No, but I like learned that you're supposed to like get 8 hugs a day for like mental wellness and that the demographic that gets the least is 18 to 22-year-old men who, like, least likely are to hit that are 18 to 22-year-old men on college.
Funny.
So you can see how that, to me, was, like, again,
you're
perfect.
Like, all these guys need a hug. All they need is a hug.
I was like, you know, you actually kind of need it for your health.
I guess I'm starting a small business. That is really like sad. That is a sad fact.
But isn't that sad? Yeah.
That makes me so sad.
And that was from Dr. Pervert?
Say that again?
Dr. Pervert?
I probably not pushed it, but I think I just was like, I just assumed people wanted to be hugged. I was like, you guys are missing it. Mm-hmm. And you like need it more.
Yeah.
Whereas not everyone likes that.
I can't remember that like phase of my life if I was hugging more or less, but I was a theater major, so there must have been a lot of
you were
that.
Rolling on
a lot
the floor.
Of hugging.
Yeah, I was doing
rolling on the floor hugging.
Yeah, like hugging is one class.
No, angry.
I don't know if I'm getting enough hugs per day. I don't know if I've ever been.
Eats a lot.
Maybe again, like walking into IO, I used to get maybe 8 hugs per day, but. Since the pandemic, I don't think I'm getting enough hugs.
No, not at all. I'm way
I definitely
deficient.
Not.
Well, like Ryan and I are very close, but we hug less than most of my other friends.
What's that about? I've heard you say that before.
Yeah, maybe I talk about it a lot. But I think it's just like we see each other so much. Like to me, a hug is like an embrace of like, oh man, we haven't seen each other for a while. Maybe there's also some masculinity to it too. But like,
sure.
I rarely feel the thing with Ryan of like, whoa, where you been? Come in for a hug. It's like, oh, hey, this is the 5th time we've seen each other in 2 days. Like, it becomes very casual.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when I lived
enjoy
at home.
Enjoy each other so much.
What'd you
What's
say?
That?
You're seeing each other so much because you enjoy each other so much.
We
so
sure
really
do.
You're hugging people more who you like less.
Maybe.
It's so true. Whoa. It's so sad.
Maybe.
I'm into a, like a nice like shoulder squeeze. I think maybe that's the like ooh. Nice little interim of like, of like, I see you all the time, but like a nice little like, hey, man. I'm doing, just so people on the podcast know, I'm doing like a really good object working of a tiny little shoulder. Right.
Well, that's good. Gotta get the video, folks.
Yeah, you gotta.
That's my move, to have a hand on someone. That's everything. Just to get a little.
Let them know you're there. That's all. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the thing I've been doing for many years is like, and it sounds so crazy to say out loud, but like a funny handshake. like all my male comedy friends, we all have a different little handshake that's like, let's not touch too much. And it's like, no, I want a full hug. At our last Big Grande meeting, we did hugs, and it was very nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's so nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, nice. Hannah's super horny for hugs. I forgot.
I wouldn't give to be a fly on that hug.
You're kidding, but I'm not. That's nice. That's four hugs. No, it's probably more than that.
Yeah,
it's four factorial. Is that right?
At least 12 hugs.
I'm stressed. A lot of hugs.
Well, because we did do every combination. We were hugging for a while.
Who do you think hugs the most on Big Grande? If you guys were to add up your hugs.
This is hugs each other. Like which combo of two?
Yeah, which combo of two would have hugged the most?
Should we guess, Aaron, in our heads?
Yeah, give it a head guess.
Mm-hmm.
Should I write it down? Yeah, I'll write it down.
Yeah, write it down.
And show them at the same time. Oh, unfortunately, you're both wrong.
It's like, I have to actually think of the answer.
And I'm going to show my work.
Yeah, please. And which is drawings of all of us hugging and how we hug, too.
I'll show my work, too.
Okay, I'm thinking right now, Ryan. I think that it's probably, we'll see. I guess we'll see.
I think there's a different answer if it's who hugs the most and who hugs the most within Big Grande.
Who, like, you know which pairings hug the
I'm
most?
Doing yes. I'm doing a pair.
Pairing, yes.
Just want to be clear.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm.
Good thinking.
Thinking.
Hugs.
And by the way, just so everybody knows,
does the hugs?
My hug is like a hug. It's like no butts out, no one-armed hug. Like if I'm hugging, I'm doing a real hug.
All right. Well, then that actually influences my answer.
All right.
Okay.
I think I knew that and had already incorporated it into my answer.
Okay. There you go.
Not to be competitive, just to name.
Sure.
And there's definitely a correct answer to this, right? There's some solid proof.
There is absolutely no proof. We will literally have to talk it through because I have no
idea.
Yes, but
I have a guess.
But I have...
I have a guess.
Ryan, are you a butts-out hugger?
No, I'm all for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm, like, really nervous now.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Because I have now I have a new idea. Like, now I have a completely different strategy.
Well, this is like a Schrodinger's cat thing. It's like, your opinion is not going to make it the truth, you know? Or maybe it is.
I do have a strong opinion on who I think hugs the least.
Sure.
Which combo hugs the least. Right. So I guess I could start with that.
I'd love to hear it all.
Okay. Let's just talk it through. Let's talk it through. The writing it down is the least interesting form of podcasting.
No, I just want to make sure you guys know I'm not changing my hands.
Okay. Heads down, hands up.
No, and do not look off my paper or cheat.
Okay.
So my theory, based on what you just said of how often you see each other, I think that Dan and John hug the least because you've lived together for so long. I think because you're seeing each other every day, you're the combo of two that's hugging the least.
I was going to say exactly that. That's right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have you guys ever hugged? I don't know that I've seen it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but it'll be...
But it was bad. They don't like to talk about it.
It's on top.
A birthday or like we really got into it and talked about something and it needs to be capped with a hug. Mm-hmm. Like that type of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, if we hugged every time we saw each other, we'd hug like five times a day.
That type of thing.
Start hugging him every time you see him.
Mm-hmm.
See if he notices.
That's a great note.
Yeah, see if he notices. See if he can trace it back to this episode.
As he just gets a hug from the side as he's walking down the hall.
I won't
is
be
Dan
doing that.
Is Dan dying? Why is he hugging him so much? I feel like you should go first.
I'm so nervous for who I think hugs the most together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let me just say, I've known everybody the least long. So if I'm wrong,
absolutely.
I think John and Ryan
hug the most.
The most.
Interesting.
I'm not
and
kidding.
And here comes Aaron's answer.
That is what I wrote.
Wow, that's interesting.
That is what I wrote.
John and Ryan, you missed on John Hannah.
That's
we had the same answer.
That's a win.
That's almost a hug in and of itself.
And there are like 19 options, or two factorial, or whatever. What do you guys think?
That would have been my guess, because here's the breakdown.
So excited.
Just based on like schedules and around each other, me and John see each other the most. me and Ryan see each other the second most, probably. John and Ryan see each other the third most. And therefore, that's where the hugs would be the most common.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where I would put it. And for the most part, the way I greet Drew is this thing that we all do in Big Grande, which is just like the lightest. Like two, what I'm doing is like two fingers just intimate. Kind of touching each other. Very
it's almost
slowly.
More intimate.
Yes. Yeah.
We all touch two fingers like this and we go, hee hee. That's like generally how we greet each other.
Yeah. I would say me and John or me and Dan. I think we hug pretty often.
You do think we hug often. You think
I noticed more, you know, little Wait, handshake, we? Dap ups or whatever, but I feel like
we hug a lot because it's like, oh, we do this. Hey, Riddle Riddle came over and we recorded and everybody hugged. And so then I'll hug you in that one. Or like,
yes.
Talia and Victoria come over and it's like, we haven't seen each other in a while and everyone hugs. So that's that.
Yeah.
You hug polyamorously.
It's forced. It's forced. We're not like weirdos who like to hug at all. Like if any guys are listening, like you're safe around us. You're fucking so safe, dude. We don't want it.
I do think that.
Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the way that your diagnosis of yourself is you're like, I'm all in, which is what made me feel good about my answer because I feel like you're very sniper with your hugs. You're being real intentional with it and thoughtful about when you're hugging.
Mm.
And I feel like
I love that.
And then, but Ryan and John give off like, I know you're not from the South and I don't remember where John is from, but you give off like Southern boy energy.
Mm-mm.
You know, that sort of like gregarious. Like,
SBE.
You feel like you guys are like.
SBE. No, not big dick energy. No. Big time Southern boy energy.
So Southern boy energy means what? Hugging more or less?
Or I think that there's something like a little bit more like.
Folksy, homey.
Oh, yeah.
Southern hospitality.
That's nice.
Maybe. I really like physical touch.
You do.
I have very sensitive epidermis. So I'm very comforted by physical touch. That was like a big thing in my family. It's like back scratches. My dad had this green brush and he would just come in with the brush, like take a shirt off and I would like brush his back and then he would like brush mine. So I think I have like a lot of like sensory positivity with that.
Get in on that, Ryan.
Yeah, we got
a head rub. Do you like
I'm gonna bring
head
a brush
rub?
Over.
A head rub. That's straight to sleep town for me. It's the best.
Oh yeah.
I am constantly like slowly moving my girlfriend's hand.
Totally. But it is kind of a strange thing to ask for some reason. It makes me feel silly or dumb to be like, "Will you scratch my head?"
Yeah.
It's like a little maternal or paternal, kind of either way. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Does it feel good getting permission from me that you didn't ask for or need? Me saying, that's okay.
Yeah,
that's
no.
That's
okay. Absolutely. Anything that makes me feel more normal, I appreciate.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Mm-hmm.
Youngest of three girls, and I have two older sisters who are obsessed with getting massages and head rubs. And even now, like, we're in our 30s, and I went home and was home for one of my sister's birthday, and that's what she wanted for her birthday from me was to, like, play with her hair for, like, an hour and a half.
That's cute.
While her kids played around us. So I was like, my whole life is learning how to give people head rubs. Although most of the people I've dated, that hasn't been their love language. And I'm like, I'm being underutilized. Put me in there, coach.
You're like just an athlete who lives in the wrong part of the whatever. You know, they don't know about you.
Yeah, they don't know. I would be a pro by now.
All right, fellas. Look, you're in detention. You know, you all know you did something bad. This isn't...
I don't think it was that bad.
Well, that's your opinion. You're in detention because you broke the rules. But I'm not going to be...
You're doing your opinion too. We're all doing our opinions.
See, you're coming at me with a little bit of combativeness. And I know exactly why it's happening. And I'm not going to be the hard A detention guy.
Fart noise.
Dog, did you fart?
Yeah, I guess so.
There wasn't even the sound of a fart, right? You clearly, I saw you from the second you walked in. You kind of had your hand under your armpit and were trying to figure something out. And then you pursed your lips together and nothing came out. And then you said fart noise. And that is fine. I know why you're being this way. You're not getting your 8 daily hugs. And young men, I can tell you right now, you're going to get those hugs from me.
So no, it's okay.
No, yeah, we're good. I'll hug these guys real quick.
I get it.
Oh, that feels good. Oh, that's nice.
No, feel free to hug each other if you don't want one from me. But hey, hang on. That was a fine hug, but it was just a fine hug. The DSM defines the 8 hugs you need as 2 arm, chest to chest.
Okay.
2 to 3 beats, and there has to be a connection of some sort. So I want to make sure we get these hugs because I can see you all acting up here. I can see you all giving me the finger. All the 3 of you are giving me 2 fingers right now. Yep.
Hear that, fellas? This old man thinks he can fix us.
Bullshit. I don't even think what we did was wrong, by the way.
We'll get into that because it was.
I stole from the lunch line. That's not wrong.
I know
it's our food. It's for the kids.
For it. Mm-hmm. But in stealing from the lunch line, it made it so that some kids didn't have enough food at the end of lunch, right?
And that's on us? That the school doesn't have enough food?
Not for thieves. We meet out the amount of food we need. And this back and forth we're having right now, it would be solved by a nice, long hug.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Allen.
Yeah.
Are you getting your 8 hugs? What makes you an expert? Because all I see is a tan line from a wedding ring you don't wear anymore.
Yeah, and your posture is gross. And your clothes look like rumple stilt skin.
And your ex-wife keeps talking about you in English class.
Dude, have you guys been reading her blog? Her blog is fire.
It's so good. It's poetry.
I'm in love with her.
It's like angry poetry.
She gave me a hug the other day and it felt so good.
I'm really happy for you, Kyle.
I'm glad that she's processing everything in her own way, and more power to her.
She had a poem go viral yesterday.
She what?
She had a poem go viral yesterday.
On where? On what sort of website?
Google? Everywhere, dude. Mike Tyson was talking about it on his podcast.
Okay, well. Well, I heard he's addicted to mushrooms now. So that's not very cool.
You can't get addicted to mushrooms. They're good for you.
You can be addicted to anything if you have to do it all the time, even if it's not.
Could you be addicted to hugs?
Good question, Kyle. Kyle, you're so smart.
Yeah, you can be addicted to hugs.
Thanks, dude. Bring it in. Chest.
Chest. Really good.
Let me see both arms.
That was fast.
I'll chow mark it off as a hug. No, those are chest bumps. Those are chest bumps.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Allen. Turns chair around, turns hat backwards. You could be out there in the world on a date, getting hugs from a new kind of lady. Instead, you're here with 3 of the coolest boys in school trying to assert your dominance. What are you doing, man?
You see this as asserting dominance. I see this as
I feel pretty dominated right now.
I feel very forced.
Raise your hand right now if you feel dominated by Mr. Allen.
I feel like if I raise my hand, he's going to sneak in for a hug. But yeah, me.
And heep.
Oh, God. Oh, gross, dude. He's got sweat stains and you stink when you get close, dude.
There's nothing embarrassing about sweat stains.
Why did you say and heap?
I was getting in there for a hug. And look at that.
Hugs have to be consensual. I want you to know that. Especially from our relationship, all right?
You're absolutely right. I needed to do one to show you that it would make you feel better, and I won't do another one if you didn't like it. Don't you feel a little better? A little less aggro?
At the beginning, it made me feel fucking bad.
But then we
connected. And then it made me feel better.
That's like a line in the poem.
Hey, I need to find this. So Google, it's on Google, where did it go viral?
You can definitely Google. It's the top hit for my ex-husband.
On Google.
If I search my ex-husband,
yep,
the top hit is a poem
Tyson
about
should come up reading it on his podcast.
All right,
you
well,
play that.
I'm going to hit play on this.
What was it titled again?
My ex-husband or Tyson's podcast?
Yeah, it was my ex-husband on Tyson's podcast. That's right.
All right, and play.
Older than a rock, dumber than a sandwich. My husband is ugly. I fed him a manwich.
It's not true, even.
I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad I'm here. Let's all go and have a beer.
It's not iambic. It's not scanning properly.
I love that it has a rhyme scheme just at the end.
Okay, well,
she taught us about that. I think that's called like a pertua or something.
I was immediately inspired to put it to music, so that's what I did last night.
Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful. I'd love to hear the song.
Nah, I'm shy. Mr. Allen, light cigarette, looks super cool. If you just needed our help and someone to talk to, we would have talked to you without you throwing us in detention.
I am
yeah,
not.
Yeah, crosses arms and leans on back to back. We would have helped.
Lays across three desks right next to them.
Dude.
Stealing food isn't bad. Don't you know that we can't afford it?
Well, that sucks. That sucks. But the lunch program gives the kids who can't afford lunch.
They need a buffer. They apples. Can't just get the exact right amount of food. And if somebody steals, kids go hungry. That's just not a good solution.
Well, you know what? You know what you're actually poor in? You know what you actually need to invest
hugs.
In a little more?
Don't say hugs, Mr.
We've already hugged 8 times in the last 15 minutes.
You know what's a little more exciting than the stonks that you keep talking about?
And Mr. Allen, listen,
do you know,
I get it.
Okay.
You're about to say hugs. We know that's what you're ramping up to.
Sneak attack.
I get it, man. I got a boner and fainted during the health video. And it felt very embarrassing and felt very exposed.
But kind of good, too, right?
It was so cool, Benji. It was actually so cool.
Yeah, but I spun it. And yeah, you got broken up with by the hottest woman in school. And she divorced you. And she's a teacher and we love her. Mm-hmm. You got to spin this, man. You can't become the weird hug pervert guy.
I'm sorry.
I don't think the kind of hugs you're missing is younger males who you have authority over.
Not missing hugs. You all are.
Why are you holding your arms across your chest like that? Why are you hugging yourself?
You're desperate, man. You need a lady. You're desperate, dude. You're so sad. Your band played the other night and nobody came. Nobody. You need to talk to different people.
That's groundswell. We'll get some groundswell and you all don't know what everybody missed out on. But if you'd like to invite your mothers or aunts.
We do know what we missed out on. You want Instagram Live. And there are 3 people watching and it was us. We're trying to be nice. But your band's bad, Mr. Allen.
Which part don't you like about the band? Is it the lyrics?
The oboe.
Okay,
and the
so me. Okay. It is hard to play an oboe through a mask.
And the vibe and the music and the everything.
Oh, and the venue was dirty.
Okay, this is
that's not your house, is it? There's no way.
Oh, God, please don't be the house.
You kids are beyond saving. That's what I'm learning today. All right? I hope you all go to jail and get addicted to drugs because I tried my best for the past 10 minutes, and I have gotten nothing but pushback.
Why don't you just front us a little money for a little bit more food? Be like a little stepdaddy at school for us.
Honestly, I got a great stock tip if you want to invest.
Okay, as long as you take my stock tip.
Okay.
It's about to trade publicly.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to hit an IPO.
Okay.
If it's for hugs.
It's a little stock I like to call hugs.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I actually fell for that one. I'm an idiot. Oh, man. You know what, Mr. Allen? I guess you don't want to be introduced to any of our sexy aunts.
Well,
dude, I have so many sexy aunts.
And do they like, would you say they like oboe metal?
Yes, they have horrible taste, dude. All my aunts are single and have horrible taste. They will totally date you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't like the start of that sentence, but I like the end of it. And I want you all to know that you're looking at me and laughing. My pit stains, my ponytail that you keep. I see all your drawings about the ponytail.
You like them?
Why is it so frizzy?
Think about it as fan art or something.
Like fan hate art.
Yeah, that's not fans then. Yeah, it's hate art. And I'm just saying, you know, this is in your future. I thought I was a cool kid too. You know, I thought it was so funny to make fun.
You guys listen to this.
I thought it was so funny.
Okay. Standing on desk.
wait. What? I don't want to turn out like you. Not to say it so nakedly, but this is the scariest I've ever been.
I don't want to turn out like you either.
Well, you're looking right into the future if you don't shape up and hug out, okay?
Guys, let's hug out. Honestly, let's hug out real quick. Let's hug out.
I've been scared into this.
Just the three of us.
I hear the noise coming.
All right.
Okay.
All right. And one. Two.
Here he comes.
Yes. Oh, God, how'd he get in the middle?
See.
Oh, so sad.
Really sad.
Fun.
Really sad.
Her poem.
Fun for me.
But fun. Really? Well, y'all, I am looking at the time and I'm seeing that it's up.
Don't look at the time.
Don't look at the time. Don't look at the time, Mr. Dan.
Well, we can keep going. Nice. There's no hard and fast rule about the length of the podcast. We can do another half hour.
What does that actually feel like? when do kids do that?
No, Mr. Nunnett. Yeah, you're right.
Don't make me go to bed.
Turn off that something. Movie.
It's time. No, it's not time to leave Disney. 15
more minutes.
Yeah.
Leaving a sleepover.
Yeah.
Well,
that's so funny. Your parent shows up in the morning and you're like, please stay for breakfast.
Stay and chat in the kitchen, Mom, please.
Please.
We built a fort and they're going to take it down when I leave.
My God. The devastation of the thing that ends when a sleepover ends.
The worst.
So sad.
Worst feeling.
It'll never happen again.
No. You built something.
Not the way I am at sleepovers. Not getting invited back. That was the last fun time for me.
I remember when we were 13, finding out that my friend Andy still thought Santa Claus was real at a sleepover.
Oh, no. Did everyone burst into flames? Were they so dying?
I think we were this could be totally retconning the memory, but I think we were relatively nice about it. Where it was one of those things where he said it and we literally thought he was joking. Right. And we were like, wait, you're kidding. He was like, when Santa Claus comes or whatever, we're like, you're kidding, right? Yeah, that kind of vibe. And he's like, what do you mean I'm kidding?
I think I froze.
Nothing.
Oh. Oh, that's sweet of you guys. You could have made fun of him.
Yeah.
He still believes Santa Claus is real. They actually didn't do their...
Yeah, he's wondering why his kids aren't getting any presents.
That's so sad.
Is Ryan frozen on anybody's screen or is he just really happy?
Looking so sweet.
I think he's frozen.
Okay. Well, let's see if he comes back, but I feel like I can start the outro and see if he responds. Oh, now he left the whole meeting.
He's out.
We didn't want to find out that Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is what? And we're back. We had a technical difficulty. I don't know what it sounded like to you all, but I'm sure Brian Holmes nailed the transition here. For those of you watching the video, Ryan is now on his phone. But we had to come back to say thank you to Aaron Keefe and Keefe Von Truck in Aaron.
To Aaron. Hey, thanks. I immediately cross-stitched that.
Thank you, Fun Trucking. Oh, it's her whole personality now.
Hell yeah. Completely different now than I was 30 seconds ago.
To Aaron Keefe and Hannah Rehack. Aaron, where can people find you and what would you like to promote?
If you want to check out Hey Riddle Riddle or Sitcom D&D, they're both on the HeadGum Network and they're my podcasts and I like them a lot. Also, if you can tweet at Hannah and tell her to move to LA a little faster, I'd appreciate that. That's
nice. And Hannah, where should people tweet that news to you? Or that request?
at an inanimate cub. And every time I tell people it on a podcast, I have to spell it and it's horrible. Animatecub. Named after the bear I sleep with. An inanimate cub.
Animate cub.
Yeah.
Great.
You'll be in the show notes. Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to plug?
You can also follow me on Instagram at HMRehack, and that's fun. A lot of selfies there, which you'll just lap up. And I do have an Emily in Paris podcast for people who like the show or hate the show or have never watched it, called Nina, Hannah, and Emily in Paris.
Right.
It is not on HeadGum.
Not on HeadGum. And I'll throw out there, and you can tell me if I'm totally wrong, but you perform at the Second City in Chicago, both on the ETC stage and elsewhere.
I have understudied the ETC. My contract is up this next week. But yeah, I'm an understudy there. So sometimes I perform there.
Cool.
There's no way to know when you can catch me. But go and visit.
Who are you understudying?
I had the great honor of never going in for, which is unfortunate, but understudying Laurel Kraybacher.
Oh, my God.
Which was really nice. Which was like really nice to be told that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We love Laurel
Kraybacher.
Oh, my God.
That's just the best.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
She's got a weird little voice.
I'd love to.
It's my little Kraybacher. She'll probably hate that I'm doing that. Anyway, yeah.
Well, thank you both for doing this. This was so fun and great to see you. And on the video, you'll see me that I chose to use this part of the outro to rub snot out of my nose. big ups, as usual. And as always, to Brian Holmes, Hannah Rehack, Annie Wu, and who am I missing? Casey Trela. And to you all for listening. Thank you so much, and we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.